a penalty shootout, and Aussie won against Denmark to progress to the quarterfinals of the FIFA World Cup. Plans to make the fishing sector more profitable and cut emissions. And a psychiatrist says Dickerson doesn't have a case for insanity. What we do see, strangely, is New Zealand politics being upstaged by Barbie. Barbie appears to be on everyone's lips. I wonder if Shane Jones has been to see Barbie or Ken. He's with us today. Hey, Shane, tēnā koe.
Morena, morena. Mara, I don't need to go and see Barbie at the movie theatre. I just need to look at David Seymour and I can see Ken.
Thank you, Shane. Thank you. All righty. Shane, let's talk some fisheries, please, mate. You used to head the sector. You will have noticed that Ngaitahu have lost their attempt to secure fish farming permits. Are you surprised here? What's your understanding of how that came to be?
Southland is an area that desperately needs to diversify and deepen its industry. We're always going to have some uncertainty around Rio Tinto down there at TY Point. And in the days of the Provincial Growth Fund, we put quite a lot of effort into working with the various agencies down there. And one of the key outcomes they were seeking was to grow more protein in the Moana down there. Ngaitahu, obviously very powerful in the South Island, had identified a site. That site flowed from a historic fisheries aquaculture settlement that was entered into in the days of Helen Clark. And I'm just astounded that this trio, this elitist body of know-alls, has decided that both Ngaitahu, the export sector in New Zealand, doesn't need any more revenue from growing fish in the sea. And if there's anything that shows me that our Māori economy and indeed our regional economies are at risk from these ill-informed, elitist, disconnected academics, that's it. South Island is surrounded by wilderness. One fish farm down there would have been minimal in terms of damage to the environment. And sadly, jobs, export revenue, and the growth of the local Māori community has been thwarted.
So, look, I know they want to keep areas pristine, as they say, but many of our Māori people will never get to Fiordland. Great swathes of our country now under dock control. Many of our people in South Auckland will never get to tramp those famous walks. The Dutch, the German tourists might, but for many Māori in the south side, it just becomes alienated land. What are your thoughts on dock? And I know that you're an environmentalist at heart, but, you know, a huge chunk of our land is now reserved for those who can afford to visit it.
This decision, to the detriment of the Southland economy and undermining Ngaitahu economic prowess, is really evidence that the elites have taken over the environment of New Zealand. And they want to maintain, secure, and hide ordinary Kiwis away from that part of the environment so it can serve the interests of a tiny minority unelected few. When New Zealand first comes back into power, we will be having fish farming. We will be ensuring that the decision-making is stripped from these unelected, distant, unaccountable academics. We need to generate income, jobs, and wealth for regional economies, including our local tangata whenua, but more importantly, New Zealand desperately needs to grow its economy in order to afford all of the school teacher salaries, all of the nursing salaries, and the other features that define us as a first world economy. So the less I hear about these unknown people, the better I feel.
Tēnā koe, Māori health delivery is very average in areas like Kaitaia, you say, and I noticed that Hone Hanawit has kicked off a new service which I don't know too much about. You might know more than I. Is it a positive addition here? What might you say of the situation with health delivery in your hood?
Well, look, we have a very strong number of Māori personalities in the far north who are pushing the health kaupapa. Neta Murupainga, she runs our local hospital from one of the famous whānau of Muri Whenua, but Hone And his team have set up a new, I wouldn't even call it new, they've set up an additional health service, and it enables many of the whānau who don't have doctors to be serviced by nurses. And it can't be too bad because Dr. Lance O'Sullivan was there playing a prominent role in the opening of the service. And Dr. Lance and I share two mokopunas together, Ho Tangaroa and Mokoia. Originally, I was a little dubious about calling my mokopuna Mokoia, but given that the dad is partly from Ngāpuhi and partly from Te Arawa, my daughter Teomihi said, take a back seat, Papa, take a back seat. So look, full marks to Hone because we need a diverse range of services, and not everyone needs to see a doctor for every ailment. And if there's qualified, registered nurses, that's better than what we've got, Emara, and often what we've got are long waiting queues and people who give up and don't bother going to the quack until they're in a situation of crisis.
Tēnā koe, I see you've got a public meeting in Pai here. That's maybe Thursday, is it? What are you going to lean into there?
Well, I think this is the first day, Emara, of our public meetings for candidates up here in the seat of Northland, so Willow will be there. Grant McCullum, Rainer, a member of the Otene Harris whānau for the Green Party from Mangamuka, and myself, I'm not sure else, maybe Matt King will be, I'm not sure. Oh, look, Paihi has sadly been blighted by various criminal outrages. The most recent one was some Nundy decided to bash his wife and then throw a brick through the local police station door. I mean, you do get these people who are in desperate need of help. But Paihia has had its larger than deserved dose of this type of dysfunctionalism, but it's also an important area, a gateway to the Bay of Islands. Number one, I'm going to remind everyone who was the delivery man who in the period of time from 2017 to 20 created lots of opportunity in Pūtea to realise those opportunities. But our seat up here, our population up here is probably 50-50 Māori, Pākehā and various other ethnicities that have chosen to live in the north. It's important that not only we get a good turnout, but people answer the questions. And look, it's going to be an exciting race up here, man. I've said all along, the field is wide open. But look, Northland, we've suffered not only through COVID, we've suffered through crappy infrastructure. And I'm not saying we're a special case because I know Coromandel and Te Rāwhiti. But I can assure you, in the event that we have a good turnout, people will be suitably informed, if not entertained. And that's how politics should be. Not too heavy, but not too trivial.
Tēnā koe, tau tuku iu kōrero. Thanks, as always, Shane. Look forward to our next kōrero. Shane Jones,
hey,
thank you. Standing for New Zealand First in the North. You were 6